Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, this isn't the Mr. Curiosity podcast. It's your podcast. It's the people's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So you weren't supposed to say anything yet. Okay. Mystery.
Well, our WDP Plus viewers can see him sitting here.
Yes.
All right, anyway, we answer your questions, so you have to keep them coming. It's brownbag@WNEP.com. Brownbag@WNEP.com. The whole podcast is only as good as the questions.
Yes. Sometimes the questions are bad. I'll be honest.
And sometimes they're great.
Sometimes they're great.
Yeah. So I usually don't cheat.
Okay.
They go in the box. We never know what we're going to pick. This time I'm cheating.
Okay. Oh,
because I got this question in, and it gets right to the point. Suzanne Jarrett.
Okay.
Well, do we have to say who he is?
What do you mean?
We didn't introduce him yet.
That's because this is the buildup. This is the buildup.
He has a plan.
Sorry. It's the bit.
I was listening to Talkback today, 310-25. Heard a caller saying PA Outdoor Life is going off the air. I am searching your website. Don't see anything about it. Any intel on this? Has Don Jacobs left WNEP too? T-O-O. I love the show, and Don is awesome with Go Joe. Thanks, Suzanne. The podcast is great. Appreciate you answering everyone's questions. Is that not a good start or
That's
what?
A good start.
That's a great
so let's
start.
Let's bring him in himself. Don Jacobs has arrived.
Hello, guys. How are you? Oh, man. Now, like you say to me at St. Joe's, don't go getting all teary-eyed.
Oh, I can see it in your eyes already.
Don't put the emotion into this. Don't put the emotion into this.
Well, our dads taught us, Jake, to keep our feelings buried, didn't they, that generation?
Yeah, but I've always cried.
Like, okay,
I've always
cried.
I'm a very sentimental kind of guy, you know, with my children, with my daughters. When they scraped their knees, I would clean it up, but then I'd cry. Yeah. So I've always been that.
You're not a barrier.
Feminine side. I'm not a barrier.
No. Okay. All right.
So what are you gonna? What do you want to answer?
Well, no. So where do we go? With the first question was, I don't see anything about it. We made this official.
Yeah, right? Actually.
Maybe since then.
The last three programs, or actually this one included, we've been saying that as of the end of March, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania Outdoor Life will stop production. Now, you're going to be able to see it on WNEP Plus and YouTube and everything, but we're not going to be making any new Pennsylvania Outdoor Lives after 43 years on
that
the
was
air.
My next question.
Wow.
So 43 years.
Yeah, 43 years. Times have changed. People's
right.
lifestyles have changed. Our move from 6:30 to 11 o'clock wasn't quite calculated right because a lot of people are hunting and fishing at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So all those little factors, and after 43 years, we're going into repeats.
I'll say this, John, as I get older, I'm 59. Could I say your age?
Yeah.
And you're 60?
I'm 64. I'll be 65 in a couple months.
65. As you get older, you don't think you're old.
Right.
So one good thing with this is you and I have to admit, you especially, you're old. No, but you had a great career.
No,
so a lot of people are going to be like, gee, 65, awesome, man. He had his run. It's over.
Here's how I'm answering it.
Yeah.
43 years.
That's what I've expressed this
to you, John. 43 years of working here, 35 on the same program.
Yes.
And along the way, being able to work on charity events, being able to emcee big banquets to raise money for things. And shake hands with, I'm going to say, tens of thousands of viewers.
Especially in the Gojo. You're like as much of it as I am.
Gojo, when we did expos, every public outreach, somebody came up and made me realize I love my job. And that's 43 years of that. And 35 of it was with a fishing pole and a rifle in my hand. So that's just a good run.
At the same time?
That's tough to do.
That might be a character flaw we all have that I think we like. The like of the people.
We do.
A lot of people don't have that. I love it. I love my students tell me that. I love the viewers, and we all like that. Some people.
Well, it's nice to be appreciated.
It is, but maybe some degree more than others.
Yeah.
You know, and when I first took over Pennsylvania Outdoor Life, I didn't realize that being in front of them, there's a lot of responsibility too. Like you walk into a restaurant and somebody's heckling you because you couldn't catch a fish. Like I know guys that haul back and whack them, right?
Yeah, you need thick skin here, baby.
Especially in the hunting and fishing community.
Oh, yes. When we changed the deer seasons, when there was a lack
they
of rabbits.
They attack you.
Oh, I know. I had death threats, right? But that was the bad part. But the good part is that all those changes changes that were being made then. We followed them right through, and people love what's going on with the deer herd now. But it wasn't always pretty, but you had to have the thick skin. You had to know that somebody's going to jam a phone in your face saying, look at the buck I just killed, as you're putting a fork of spaghetti in your mouth, right? I mean, look at this, Mike, and then, oh, and then there's this one. And like, you know, Lucy, my fiance, sits there and goes, how do you deal with this? Yeah. You know, thick skin, it's part of the gig, and you just move forward.
Yeah, it's showbiz. We got
to
do it.
We have to. Absolutely. And you guys should know, because, I mean, your popularity, it was really funny, but through the years, it always changed. The most asked questions in the field, like, was Joe and Noreen, are they really sisters?
Brother,
you know,
and sister,
you
yeah.
went through that stuff. And then,
sister and brother. I'm,
yeah, sister
don't
and
call
brother.
Me, I know you call me a lot of things.
But. Yeah, right. But I'm saying, like, everybody's, hey, what's up with him? What's up with her?
Yes.
And now what do I get? That morning crew. Oh, my God.
Oh,
you guys
is, that,
are,
is that right?
I'm telling you.
Oh,
it's
that's
just
awesome.
So awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So awesome. They just, you know, they just say that it's a wonder to wake up in the morning because you could always find something to smile about.
Oh, that's
so you
awesome.
Guys are like super popular, and now you're the most asked question.
So how do we say all this without saying it? So as someone gets into their mid-60s, they're expected to retire. There's Medicare waiting for you, Social Security. We should be happy for you. You get a life of leisure now.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm going to be leisure. Like, once I walk away from Pennsylvania Outdoor Life and WNEP, once I walk away, I'm not sure that I don't want to work for another 2 years. Maybe just change a little career here or there.
What would be the ultimate for you?
Well, you know,
68, 67?
67.
So. Is that right?
If you haven't looked yet, but if you look at 67,
oh, on the Social Security. No, I have looked.
Yeah,
have
like
looked.
It's a major jump from 65.
Is it really?
I have definitely not looked yet.
Yeah, that's right. You guys don't have
it. Yeah, but it's funny how it's like going to the casino, because you can look at it that way, but the years you hold off, that's all the money you don't have. So
right.
If you get $2,000-$3,000 a month,
right?
That's 30, 40 grand a year. Every year you wait, you're losing $40,000, and you might die and then miss that.
And you know, somebody that wants to wake up and sleep in and have a breakfast at 9, 10 o'clock, maybe that's what they want to do, but I think I still want to work.
You're a busy guy.
You know?
You like
yeah.
to be busy and like
yeah.
to be out there meeting people and doing stuff.
Yeah, and you know, I like cooking. Right? And a couple of my buddies that own restaurants in Old Forge jokingly said, you know, Pat Ravello said, hey, by the way, I bought a pizza truck. There's your retirement, right?
That would be awesome, actually.
That would be awesome.
Or TJ Cusimano has a beautiful barbecue pit. He says, you're my summer barbecue master, you know? And I'm not sure I want to do that, but I'm not going to say no. Like, there's a chance to do something totally different.
It is. What if you do the youngster thing? Picture yourself 22. You can be YouTube Pennsylvania Outdoor Life.
Right,
you can
right.
be you can do dance videos with your
on TikTok.
On TikTok with your weapons out in state game. You could turn it into a whole you could be YouTuber Don Jacobs.
Yeah, and you know, I know nothing about that, but if somebody comes up and says, I know we could get you going on a YouTube, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I mean I'm not closing any doors.
Okay.
But for the first
They're
couple
all
of
open.
Weeks, yep. I'm gonna walk out of here very happy with my career, happy with the people I've met in this building over 43 years. I worked with Nolan Johannes. I worked with Tom Clark. I worked with all these people that built this from a television station to a massive television station.
You're right.
And everybody that I worked with, I gained a little something from, and I think it made me a better person, a better grandfather, a better friend.
Just
I really
listen
do.
To this guy. I love it. I just had about this. You're so good at what you're doing now and being honest and true. Why don't you be a politician? Come on, state rep Jake.
Well, I don't know about that.
Jake?
I could
I
see
know.
It, but I don't
no,
know. Maybe
no.
you're too honest.
Yeah, maybe
too
I'm too honest,
maybe.
Right?
Supervisor of a township, Jake?
Yeah, maybe. I don't live in a township. But, I mean, you know, at this age, you could start licking your wounds and saying, oh, my God, I can't wait to retire and you know, sit around and sit on the park bench at the state park and fish every day.
I know. What?
But I don't want to do that yet. So I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
Excellent.
Yeah. Really,
I can't wait to see what your next chapter is.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I do excited. Know a lot of time. I'm going to spend a lot of time with my grandkids. Right? I have three outside of Harrisburg and two outside of Philly. And I'm just going to say I'm coming for lunch. You know,
That's
and
awesome.
for the first couple of weeks, anyhow. And then we'll put the feelers out.
There's a non-zero chance of this. Non-zero. A senior citizen male Chippendale dancer.
No, I actually explored that.
Oh, yeah, I've explored that.
There's a need for that in the area.
There's a need for that?
That actually might be a great niche.
I'm giving him all these ideas.
Yes.
I'm giving him all these ideas.
I should have brought a
pencil and a paper.
You're a
big help, Joe. I should have brought one. He's a big help.
He is a big help.
I'm a big help.
You know, keep the rest
of the suggestions. I'd actually go there and see that.
BG, okay?
Yeah, exactly. This is a family podcast.
The funny part is I would go and see that.
Well, I mean, oh, it'd be great.
Male senior Chippendale.
Yeah,
dancer.
There you go.
Who's going to keep him in line on Gojo Rouse?
No.
Well, you know, it's really funny, but I'm hoping to come back, maybe do a little bit of part-time, maybe do a little bit of this or that, you know, maybe host the telethon with you guys.
We would love that. You know that.
Yeah, so it's that kind of stuff that it was never work. Mm-hmm. We all fell in love with St. Joe's, right? And I still do fundraisers for him and stuff, and I will do fundraisers for him. But I'm not going to say anything yet because I really don't know where my life's taking me, you know. But it's all good. I mean, I'm walking out of here with a smile. I'm walking out of here with good friends, you know.
I'm sorry. You want to? I was wondering if this is anecdotal or is it factual based on a lot of your experiences. So I guess this is one of the reasons you said it's over.
Yeah.
Our grandfathers, they all hunted and fished.
Yep.
Their kids, some.
Yep.
Their kids, less. Their kids, less. Is it dwindling down?
Yes, it's dwindling down, and the Fish and Boat Commission and Game Commission, they're doing all they can to promote mentoring, to promote more young kids.
They see it too?
Everybody sees it.
Is that right?
Oh, across the country, everybody sees
it. Isn't that nuts?
So on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, unless you DVR it or you look for it streaming, you're not going to be watching TV. Like, you're going to be doing travel baseball, you're going to be doing travel soccer with your kids, or they're just going to pick up the phone first thing in the morning and go and text her. You know, the whole world is changing like that. And I'm not saying that it would not last a little bit longer, but yeah, I mean, when was the last time you drove, and maybe I'm the only person, but as a kid, you would drive by any field in Cowland, and there were fluorescent orange hunters everywhere, right? Or you would be out hunting, and you'd hear all these gunshots or dogs, beagles barking.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw that?
Lakes and rivers filled with anglers.
With anglers. We used to fight to get to a certain riff in the river because we knew that there was other people that knew that's where all the bass were. But now, when?
It's hard not to be a cranky old man. Even with cyclists. Picture a cyclist, you guys, now. What do you picture now? Could you picture a guy out on the streets or biking? It's always some guy in his 50s and 40s and old.
Right.
Seems that way.
Come on, you young people. You don't do anything. You're no fun anymore.
Absolutely.
What do they do?
Absolutely.
They're all duds.
Yeah. And maybe it's because of that they're taking it off. Maybe it's just 43 years, man. It ran a little bit of a course there along the way.
And it is. I mean, for any non-news program at any TV station to run for that long
incredible. It's unheard of, really. Yeah.
And I know, and Sean or somebody that does the digital stuff will probably tell you, I'm going to bet there's going to be an audience watching it on WNEP Plus as soon as we keep loading it up. We found like 29 years of old shows.
Wow.
Wow.
Right? And when you really think about it, 43 years, we're 49 shows a year. Sometimes we're preempted because of Christmas or a race or something. That's almost over 2,000 shows, half-hour programs.
Hmm.
And each show had two or maybe three. So that's 4,000 stories. I mean, it's not like a news person could go do a 1.5-minute interview and leave.
No.
These were 8-hour shoots, and if the fish didn't bite, there were 10-hour shoots.
Yeah, yeah.
If the deer didn't show up, we left without it and went back the next day. You know, so there was a lot of effort over those 43 years to do good outdoor TV.
And you did.
And we did.
I think we did, man. I got
to
tell you, I told these guys, I got to tell you this, and then we'll get right to the questions. My mother-in-law, and she watches these podcasts, so I... If you're watching this one,
Joe
I'm not,
told me
that's
this.
So
I'm not laughing
sweet.
At you.
It's so sweet that she watches.
So I want to let everyone know we have a real outdoor life cabin here. It's a shed. It's a log cabin.
Log cabin, yep.
It was built when?
In 1995, after the New York Times bought us, and we built this building. We built that cabin, 96, 90, whatever. So the only thing it doesn't have is running water.
It's a real
It is a real wooden cabin.
Yeah.
Yep. And it doesn't have running water. and the electricity is shut off to the whole thing, except for the half hour or an hour that we're in there producing the show. People think I live there. Well, you've so,
well, at least we tell people
you've told half the viewing audience
that may happen all the time.
Lucy says, "What is he doing to you?" And then when you said, "Lucy must have kicked him out of the house," I heard about that all day long.
Because I know you don't mind.
Oh, I don't care.
We'll show the cabin, and he's yelling, "Jake, wake up!"
Jake, yeah, I know.
So I went to visit my mother-in-law last week in Florida, and she said, "Oh, I heard Don Jacobs is retiring, and they're ending the show." He said, "No joke,
right?
You should see if they want that cabin. You can put it in your yard." As if they're just going to say, "Oh yeah, here, Joe,
take it down.
Take it away,
take it to your house."
Wouldn't that be so fun? My actually want to know my idea.
What?
Because we're always looking for revenue streams in this business, right?
What are we going to do?
We should make it into an off-grid Airbnb for skiers that come into the area and ski at Montage.
No bathrooms, no running water.
It's off-grid.
Oh,
so off-grid
means
like a fence.
You just do your
We could just put an outhouse next to it. People do Airbnbs like
that.
That
really exists, right?
They do. Yes. Because I looked for them in Vermont and they have those there too.
That would
no
be.
Running
water.
No running water, whatever. Something like that. Yeah.
Revenue stream.
Revenue stream.
Go at
Jake's not worried about that.
I'm not worried about the cabin.
You won't be sleeping in there anymore.
I'm actually like I've been giving away some of the stuff, giving back some of the mounted animals that are in there. Shared a lot with the Lehman Sanctuary, because I was just afraid that the show's going off the air and somewhere in the future, a crew's going to be hired to just throw it all away.
Oh yeah,
right.
You don't want that.
And that big bear went back to its owner.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when he heard that, so he picked it up with his son. The fish, some of them are mine, a big brown trout and a big steelhead out there are mine. But the other ones, if anybody knows anything that, I don't want them to sit there, collect dust, have a mice rip them apart or something.
They're iconic.
So we'll see what happens with the rest of that. But, at the last weekend, the 23rd of March is the last new show of POL, and then we're just going to sort of dismantle it and make sure that it doesn't just sit around collect dust.
It's not going to be dismantled, is it? Did you hear that?
Not the cabin. The
interior.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't heard anything what's going to happen?
No, not at all.
Jeez,
not at all.
My mother-in-law's right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I think you should move your office out there.
There you go.
It'd be awesome.
I know.
Awesome. And then I can sleep there like you do.
Yeah.
And my wife kicks me out. All right, so you're up first, big guy. You're going to dive deep? You're going to go shallow?
I'm going midstream.
Folks, we're answering your questions. Keep them coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. We don't preview these things. He has no idea what he's going to read.
No clue.
Brownbag@WNEP.com.
And I don't have to.
Yeah, the bell works. Mindy's
right
got
here.
The bell.
Okay. All right.
I can't imagine you uncomfortable, but if you're uncomfortable with something, smash the bell.
Okay, this one says, "I love that Carrie keeps it real and sometimes gives Joe an attitude, dismisses his comments as annoying, and bickers with him.
Carrie
is
Kearns.
She like this with everyone, or is Snetty the only one that annoys her?" Ha ha ha. From Kim from Shahola.
What do you think about Carrie? She's like that with everyone.
Yeah,
isn't she?
She's great.
Is she?
She's sarcastic. Yeah.
See, I don't work with her a real lot, but I get that vibe when I see you with her.
Well, I think Joe's personality can pull that out of certain people. You two kind of have a similar relationship, you're on the bike ride and stuff.
Yeah,
poking at each other.
We do. But that's all in fun. As long as
it's all in fun.
Fun
that's
with
what
Carrie
people,
too.
Yes.
It's all in fun. Then that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm never malicious. I'm taken that way. I don't know why. Some people just see it differently. I was brought up with a bunch of guys. All they would do, like you, is bust each other.
I know, and that's how my deer camp is, my turkey camp.
That's all I know.
Well, and that's when we were talking before about you doing a show on hunting and fishing. Right. Is that that's a world of busting chops?
Oh yeah.
And so for him to do a show for all these years among viewers that are busting chops all the time.
You have to be able to take it and give it.
Yes, and give it.
Yes. So that's what I think. A lot of people, if they didn't grow up busting chops, they see it as bad, evil, and malicious.
I wouldn't look at the term malicious the right term. I would say unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
Most people hold back just a little bit because they may cross that line and people may think that, but you don't.
Yeah, and it's a sign of affection for us. Like,
right.
And we do this because we trust each other and we like
to be fake.
I feel
silly.
Bad for the guy who's at, let's say, a deer camp with six people and nobody – busts him.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Because then you just feel like
he's the outsider.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And I guarantee he has a stick up his rear end. He's one of those guys.
he may.
That's why they don't bust him.
He may. I don't know anybody like that.
No. What? No, see, now you're being fake. Give us some names.
Not that we can say.
Give us some names. Throw them under the bus.
Oh, I ripped this one. All right, here we go. I remember in the 80s at 12 midnight. This is a good one for you because you go back to the 80s, right?
Yeah, 82.
Don't we all go back to the 80s?
No, well, no, this is WNEP. WNEP used to play the national anthem and show videos of military fighter jets flying and NASA shuttle launching.
Yeah.
All right, so I see they replay those old images. On my streaming device, do we show that?
I don't know.
We showed the old newscast.
I didn't. Sean, we need to advertise
this. Sean, we're never up there. Wow. I didn't know that.
I was saying that I missed that because I remember before they went off the air that TV
Isn't
stations
that
did it.
So I remember that, but was wondering why did it go away for so long and why hasn't it been redone with more modern images of our military? And so was it the old stuff, Sean?
Yeah, it's the 1980.
Oh, so this person wants to know why they didn't. Why did they update it with Elon Musk's
space? Because after that aired, we went off the air for a couple hours. It wasn't around the clock programming. So it was a way to say, see you in the morning.
Right, but her question is, okay, so you're doing it on our sister station. But why don't you at least update the military crafts and the space shuttle and do Jeff Bezos rocket and maybe a stealth fighter? Come on, Sean. We got to update
A Black Hawk helicopter.
A Black Hawk helicopter,
I kind of like the old school.
Yeah, I think the old school. And that wasn't just WNEP. I grew up with the same thing. I think TV stations across the country, they went off the air at midnight.
How that's just
and they played the national anthem, and there'd be all these patriotic scenes. And then
same thing with me in Iowa, too.
And right after the news, it would come on, and they'd say, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
Oh, yes.
That's right. Right.
Yes. Now, it's funny how, of course you did that. Yep. But no one does that now.
No. Maybe parents don't care where their kids are at 11 o'clock.
Well, see, now we have Life 360, so we just look on our phones and you can see where they are.
Yeah. No, I think it's the opposite. I think now parents are so much helicopter parents, they assume, of course they know where they are. They're hovering above them. Back then, it was free-range parenting.
It really
Your parents, let go, have fun.
But do you think we should go back to that?
Yes, we should go back to that.
Except for I'm not giving
and
up
then
my
And then
my
the kids can go hunting and fishing.
I was excited, and this was just last night, that the kids were out roaming the neighborhoods with the neighbors because it was such a nice evening.
Oh, yeah.
And I just stuck my head out and was like, kids, dinner. And then all of a sudden, these memories came back all the moms down the street that would yell, kid, or so-and-so, dinner. Yeah. And then you'd come running for dinner.
There's a Mr. Serino up the street. I can't do it, but he would put his two fingers in there.
Oh, yeah.
And he would give the loudest whistle when he wanted his son to come home.
And he knew that sound coming.
We all knew it because we sort of knew, if he's got to go home, then we should be getting home, too. And everybody
you're right.
You know, my dad had a whistle that if he did that whistle, we'd freeze and have to report right to him. You just knew that tone. Right to dad.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Speaking of your dad and the Jake thing, so your dad hunted?
Yeah.
You hunted?
Yeah.
Are your kids going to hunt?
I still hunt. They want to.
Oh, so you're, there it is. A clean transfer, three generations.
Yep. And my daughter's
Our oldest daughter has no interest.
Right.
Our middle daughter, who is 10, wants to.
Wants to.
And our 7-year-old wants to.
Yeah. So I have two daughters. Both of them hunted. They both shot deer. They both shot rabbits and squirrels. I took them out duck hunting. They both shot geese and ducks. And then they went to college, and they just both, maybe 6 months apart, said, Dad, I just don't want to get up in the middle of the night and go in the dark and sit at 9 degrees. I just don't want to do it. Nothing to do with you. I really enjoyed every minute of the hunt. And I never, if they got cold by 10 o'clock, we went home. It wasn't about staying out all night, day like it was when we were growing up.
And it's not just the young people that have gotten out of it. Because, our deer camp, there'd be a bunch of us jammed into our small camp.
So what do you mean? What is it?
The old my cousins, my uncles, but some of my cousins that are now in their 50s, 60s.
They gave up.
They just, they moved out of the area. They moved to other states. It was a challenge coming back to Pennsylvania to hunt anymore. And, where we would have 15 people at the deer camp jammed in
what
there.
What, six now? Seven?
We don't even have to do it anymore.
Oh,
my brother and I go out.
Wow,
my brother and I go out,
And that's a trend. And it's a trend in Sullivan County and in Bradford County, all those camps that were borderlining the game lands. They're empty. They're out in disrepair. It's just a trend, and it's sad.
Mindy got a question there. She just picked it.
Well, it's not technically a question.
Look at the face.
Just warning you.
This is going to be bad.
This is going to be a compliment.
It's going to be wonderfully bad. Aww.
The interesting thing is I had time to kind of look through it. She wrote this on, this is from Diane, and she wrote this on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2024, which I thought it was funny that she's thinking of this.
See,
on
we don't
Christmas
plan
Eve.
These things. You never know what you're going to
do. Yeah. I lived in PA all my life until I moved to Florida 5 years ago. I would always watch 16 and especially love Joe and the Weather. I tell
not
you.
Mindy John and
no, just Joe.
That's
okay.
That's why I stuffed that. I went in there 10 times.
That's right. She says, still watch now every morning and love it. Thanks for such a great news station. So she still watches the morning show, which is very
you're
nice.
You're right, though. Yeah.
This is a compliment.
Compliments are banned, ma'am.
They're banned. I'm sorry, Eve. Diane.
Christmas Eve.
She's thinking about me. Sentimental.
I think you're right. She was in Florida. She's thinking about PA.
Is that something, yeah.
Like, think about so her life nice. Here.
Here's what we want, though. Every person right now that's listening to this or watching this, tell all of your friends that moved from northeastern Pennsylvania to Florida, to Philly, to wherever, they can still watch us. Just like she is. She's watching us in Florida. Just how you download
Plus.
Stuff.
Isn't that funny? One of
TV.
Our colleagues this morning, Bonnie, was trying to explain this to someone. Yes. Folks, yeah. It's simple. On your phone, on your TV, download the app. You just type in under the search WNEP. And right. Then you get the app. You can watch us anywhere on your phone, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world.
So tell grandma that moved to Florida. Tell your friends.
Yeah, everyone right. Watch
you
us.
Your
watch
mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. Yes.
She wants me to just take the camera. Like,
now I want that to happen.
I know. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I want that put on a big, big truck.
And a big flatbed.
We carry it live.
Go, oh, Joe took it.
Can we carry it live going up Interstate 81 and up the Casey
Highway?
Just don't
forget that night that you burn anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he does burn too much stuff.
Burn
yeah.
Party.
All right, yeah. I'm going deep. All right, here we go.
What if we have two compliments
in a row?
We have to
have a good one for that compliment.
Yeah, no compliments.
Do you ever think that your wife knows what you do with her loofah and she is a secret loofah hidden away from you?
Oh.
Jake doesn't know.
Do you know the loofah story?
I don't know the loofah.
This is from Tanya.
I have to keep sharing it.
You don't want to know.
I don't think this is wrong at all. You know a loofah, those puff balls, they're like polyester.
Yeah.
They're abrasive.
They used to be sponge, I think.
Yeah, it used to be like an actual sponge.
I don't know what she does. What does she do with this? Defoliate?
Oh, jeez.
You put soap
Don,
on it.
Don, I'm sorry for you.
No, I don't know what she does, but when I take a bath.
You use it.
I use the loofah to clean the tub, and then I wash the loofah. Wait. Then I wash the loofah off and leave it there. And Dawn doesn't know. So she probably cleans with the same thing I cleaned the tub.
She
with.
Knows now, right? Or
but,
she doesn't,
well, doesn't listen to this. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. These guys all judge me.
Tanya thinks she knows and she has a secret loofah.
So my, she's saying she
was
pulls
smart.
Out a secret
loofah. Yeah, she
there's only
would.
One pink loofah in our tub. And you that's know. The one
and
I
clean. And that's the
with.
One you
so
use.
So what if Dawn took one of your bike riding clothes and cleaned the toilet with it and then cleaned it
you
off
know
real
the
good?
To that. I'm a caveman. Nothing but
the he no, wouldn't I'm care. Care
I'd be like, that's awesome. You're getting double use out of it.
Yes.
I would not care.
Oh.
But I really don't think that's even bad.
It's no, gross. It and bad. Now that Dawn's mother knows, because you said your mother in law watches.
Her. Oh, wait, she's going to tell her. She's going to tell her.
Do you ever loofah?
No, I don't loofah.
You know loofah? I don't even understand
everybody
the concept.
Everybody should loofah. You exfoliate your skin, get rid of those dead cells.
No.
You got to get rid of the dead cells, man.
I really don't care about them at all.
All right. It's and good for your skin.
I use a real, like, a washcloth and really go at it. But
I don't even use a washcloth.
He's just a caveman.
Do you guys use washcloth? Do you use a washcloth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, you just soap quick and you're done. It takes 3 minutes.
Well, no, you...
I don't know.
You take a bath, so you soak.
I soak,
and there's
right.
probably a
oh,
lot
that's
of...
that's right. You're a bath man.
Yeah. Probably a
I
lot of
I told you what I want on my headstone. Simply my name, and it'll say, he was always in a hurry. That's
there you go.
Epitaph.
So true.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Always like looking for the next best
yeah.
thing.
That's good.
He was always in a hurry.
Yeah, always in a hurry.
You're up, big guy.
Jake, you're up.
Okay.
Even to die.
Okay.
But you're always saying it's a great day to be alive, so...
I don't know. Well, let's not discuss my issues. This is about Jake today.
Well, no, it's not. It's about your loofah. You just turned it into you.
Yeah.
That was a question. Maybe she does have a backup loofah. I don't know.
All right. Here we go. Hi, my name is Thomas Wilk. I was just wondering if and when you are doing Gojo, is there any way that I could come up and make a cash donation to the bike ride in honor of my mom? Hmm. It was actually a tradition of us watching the bike ride. Now that she's no longer here, I'll make it a tradition. I also am wondering if I could volunteer, maybe doing answering the phones at the festival.
Look, you and I are both getting teary.
Isn't it so fitting that Jake pulls this question? This happens on our podcast all the time.
So Jake, this is right up
your alley. Someone pulls the fitting question, and you pull it.
You see all these giving people with the thing. So tell us.
So Thomas, yes, you could always make a donation. You could always stop even at the telethon.
Yeah.
But if you want to volunteer, simply reach out to St. Joseph and ask for Joanne Verduce. Joanne Verduce at St. Joe's, and ask if how you could volunteer. Maybe you could flip potato pancakes or
they'll
answer
have
the
a place
phone.
For him,
they'll have a place for you, Thomas Wilk, and I'm sorry your mom is no longer with us.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And you know how people are with this Gojo and the telethon. They just hand us money.
Yeah, yeah.
Their hearts blow up in
that's
front
not,
of us.
That's why one of the reasons why I don't want to get out of the charity work or the clubs and stuff that I belong to, because I think we make a difference. We really do. Our hearts are in it. So,
definitely.
That's so nice. That's a really heartfelt letter.
I just can't believe that Jake pulled that question.
I know, of all questions.
Because this is, for those watching and listening at home, this is completely random.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. We don't know what we're doing. Except the first question. I planned that one.
Well, we've had so many that are just the perfect question for the perfect guest who's here.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I think Brian Hollingshead got one that was perfect
for him about
raising kids or something, right? He's got four kids.
Sean, get ready to do some searching. Are you ready? Sean's in the background. Here we go. Mike from Hanover Township, is Wilkes-Barre really the only hyphenated city in the entire United States?
Boy, I don't.
I wouldn't know. I've never heard that, but it could be.
Yeah, why did he say, is it really, as if he's heard
that?
I can't think of any major city that's hyphenated.
I can't either.
But there's got to be some small.
That would be Wilkes-Barre size.
Yeah. Like down
Sean's
south,
on
like
it right
Baton
now.
Rouge or something. Is that hyphenated?
No, that's not hyphenated.
Winston-Salem, Norwood, Young America, Minnesota.
Winston-Salem.
So one of like three.
One of three?
Wow.
Okay. That's still not very
That's still not many.
No.
Yeah.
That's not many.
Good question.
Thanks, Sean.
That's an awesome question.
That is a good question.
No, Schick Shinny isn't hyphenated. Schick.
No.
Shinny?
No, there's no hyphen in there.
I'm just kidding.
That's just one.
Maka, Nakwa.
What always used to confuse me when I first moved here was New Angola. I thought it was N-E-W.
Oh, yeah, that could be hyphenated.
Word, Angola.
Wallopin.
The names here are not easy for new newscasters to learn, I'll tell you that. Let's see. Oh, my gosh.
Perfect. It's shocking for Mindy. Here's the giver. Here we go.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you need a bell?
Are you ringing or are you in?
I don't need the bell. I'm just trying to figure out if this woman is serious or not.
She's okay.
Hi, Joe. This is from Rosemary. Love your show, but it's time to fess up. Prove to me that the earth isn't flat.
How perfect timing.
A flat.
Perfect timing.
Because
you've got to say when we're recording this.
You missed it, ma'am, this morning. If you got up between 1 in the morning and 5 in the morning and you looked at the moon, it was full. And then all of a sudden, it went into the Earth's shadow. And guess what you saw move across the moon?
A round
shadow of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go into space. You don't have to look at Apollo imagery. You can simply sit in your backyard during any eclipse and watch the moon pass into the Earth's round shadow.
See that?
I watched it tonight.
That is really something, because Joe and I talked about just yesterday on the Top Secret Forecast that this is the one time you can visually see that the Earth is round, and then we get this question.
Oh my gosh. So
we're getting quite the questions
random.
right on timing
Isn't
today.
That awesome?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. But what if that blood red moon is actually a movie set and we're all part of the Truman Show?
I better pick another question.
there's a lot of. Now, I wouldn't say a lot, but I read a story about an engineer who built a rocket. Did you guys hear about this guy?
No.
This was in the last 2-3 years.
Mm-mm.
If you're smart enough to build a rocket, he thought the entire Earth round NASA landing on the moon was all made up.
Oh, no kidding.
So he built his own rocket to shoot himself far enough into the atmosphere to see the curved Earth.
He was a flat earther?
He was a flat earther.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess what happened?
He died?
His rocket malfunctioned and he crashed to the earth and he died.
But he never got to tell anybody the answer.
Oh, that could be a part of the conspiracy now.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Oh man, that's funny.
But so he knew for a few seconds, right?
I don't know how high he got before the accident occurred, but that's awesome.
I hope he found out.
He built a rocket.
That's what I mean. You're smart enough to build a rocket.
Wow. Not a very
and you're still questioning.
Still a flat earther.
Not a very good one, though.
Wow. All right. Wait, what? He hit the dirt, right? He's a flat earther.
And if I had to build a rocket, I'd go to Lowe's. I'd get like one stovepipe, and I'd be like, okay, now what?
Throw some gunpowder
at it. That'd be it. That'd be the end. So he's a pretty smart guy.
All right. This is from Tom C. and Archibald. I hope if I put enough emails in the brown bag, you'll finally answer my question.
Oh.
And we are.
We are.
Why can't you get Mr. Kurt Aaron on the Mr. Curiosity podcast? Is he too high and mighty to do a podcast?
Oh.
I don't know. He works opposite shift.
I think that's it. We never see Kurt.
We never see Kurt. So we do this podcast every Friday, usually at 10 a.m. Kurt doesn't come in until noon or so. And I don't know.
Maybe we should make it happen.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
Yeah.
He'd come in an hour early and do a 10
Could
o'clock.
We have Ranger on too?
He'd be fun. Well, what would the dog do?
I don't know. He'd bark.
There'd be feces all over.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think it's a good idea. And there's
it is.
The person brings out Kurt Aaron. There's tons of people I haven't had on yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for no real reason.
And really a lot of it is because we just don't see them when we record the podcast.
Yeah. Right. And I'm lazy.
Yeah, you guys are invited.
I don't want to go too far. Jake's right down the hall. I'm like, Jake, you want to come in this way?
Someone walks down the hall at the wrong time. They may end up on the podcast.
Right.
Good question, Tom. And he made it.
You made it, Tom. Keep them coming. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Jake, we're going to end with you now.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So this is it, the last question. Now, it may take two or three to get to it. It's got to be what we call viable end question material.
Is that what we call
them? I don't know.
Do we? Sometimes.
Mindy, are there new rules?
I think you just made that up.
He's making up stuff.
No, but you guys know, sometimes it ends.
Yeah, we don't want a dud.
We don't want a dud. We want to end this.
Oh, that looks long.
That's a lot of pressure. Sometimes
you can't pre-read. You're already making it.
No, he's filtering.
All right. I don't know that this is the right one to end the podcast with. Hello, Happy New Year, everyone. I've been catching up on the podcast during my drives, originally from Shamokin. My family was friends with Carrie Kearns and her great aunt Millie and grandfather.
Carrie Kearns.
My mother purchased my first bike from either her uncle or great uncle.
Wow.
We owned a bike shop among other venues. Listening to all of you evoke fond memories of my hometown, I started tuning into the podcast when Joe had Mrs. T's grandson.
Very first episode, everyone, if you want to go back.
And the Knobles family as guests.
Oh, had them on too.
Love you for the entertainment. Laura Lee Spatzer -Beal.
Just like Wilkes-Barre. We love you, Laura, but that's not a good end question.
Okay, not a good... But she's from Asheville, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So she's listening to the podcast.
How about that?
Nice.
We're going to keep picking until he picks a good one. This is just how it's going to be.
So you're going to miss me walking the halls and stuff.
We promise not to get emotional.
No, I'm not going to get emotional.
I really do love you.
Thank you. Me too. I love you. We are taking a drink, and it goes down the wrong pipe. Where does it go? That's a good question.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Could it
that,
be
we'll
Ian?
Take that one.
Travis?
Oh, that's Travis. Frequent flyer.
Okay.
So you have your trachea, and then you're on your esophagus.
Yeah.
That flap that controls the direction. When it goes, does liquid then go into your lung?
That's what I thought happened.
Yeah.
But then
and then you automatically try to cough it back out.
Yeah. How much does a lung take? And then
the first thing everybody learns is, oh, I went down the wrong pipe.
Yes. But
went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
Is there really this, like if you have a slice of pizza, is it really jamming up in your alveoli, in your lung tissue? If it went down the wrong
choke,
pipe?
Yeah, probably. Because that
do we have pizza sitting in our lungs?
Well, you have to do the Heimlich to get it out.
Well, yeah. But what if it makes through the flap and it just sits there in your lungs at the bottom?
I don't know.
So just a random story. When I was a kid.
Uh-oh.
This thing went down the wrong pipe.
On you?
No. Oh. I just, you'd hear that. It went down the wrong pipe. Right. And so in my mind, I'm thinking we have pipes. And then my dad just tells me that when he goes to the doctor, the way they check him is they put a dipstick down like they do the check in your oil and put it. So in my mind as a kid, I thought that we really had pipes and that you'd go like this. They'd put a dipstick down and check to see.
That is so funny.
Yeah. I was kind of gullible.
Yeah.
At that age.
Can we end with that one?
I
if we somehow convert it into your future? Because
let's get really sentimental to end it.
I think right now, and I say this to a lot of people when something happens in their life, you're going to look back in 4 months, 5 months, a year, and you're going to say, that's the best thing that happened to me, and it took me in a new pipe, in a new direction for a new outlet in life, and you're going to be happier. I do truly believe that.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, anybody that's ever walked away from a great career and starts another one, it opened my eyes that it's not just WNEP, it's not just television, it's not just, you know, shaking hands with everybody. There is something else that you could feel satisfied in doing. And I'm hoping that that happens. But if not, I'm real close to 65.
That's what I mean.
You know,
yeah.
So I feel like I won. I do. Mm-hmm. I feel like I won.
You won the lottery.
Yeah. And I feel like one of the dozens of jobs I've turned down over the years, even to make more money, I love WNEP so much I stayed. I'm hoping that one of those guys come back and say, why don't you come and work for me for a couple of years.
That's what I'm saying. And then you're going to be happier. JFK said in one of his speeches, the symbol in Chinese for change and opportunity are the same thing.
Right.
They're two of the same words. So this change is really opportunity.
Well, thank you. I know, again, I'm blessed to have worked with you guys. I'm going to continue with my charity work that I love doing. I'm going to help out with some of the veterans organizations that do hunting and fishing programs. I'm going to guide some turkey hunts and trout fishing. I'm going to stay active until I decide what I want to do.
And then we're going to bring you back for a podcast in 6 months or
Please
something.
Please do.
And you're going to have to wear a visitor badge.
So I definitely would love to come on and help promote the St. Joe's bike ride with you.
Oh, perfect.
You know, even though I'm not going to be on the bike ride this year with you, hopefully I'll be on the telethon with you. There's a lot of changes coming for a lot of us in our lives, and I'm ready to accept it. So bring it on.
It's exciting. It's almost like, you know, you're kind of coming out into the world, like if you're graduating from high school or graduating from college, when you just have the whole world in front of you.
Scary.
It's scary.
Of course. But it's exciting.
It's exciting. It's like you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want.
Yeah, thanks.
It's really cool. I'm just
glad these last days that we're celebrating your career, celebrating POL. You and I sat in the cabin for an interview. That's going to be on WNEP Plus. We're going to have it on the Pennsylvania Road with you. Mike Stevens is doing a piece. We're sending Jake off the way he needs to be sent off. And you have
Thank
earned
you.
It. 100%.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to miss you so much.
And when
so
you walk out of here now, because you're, you know, weapons and hunting and everything, we're going to put a cap in your rear end as you walk away.
Oh, yeah?
Let's not do that. That's not a fitting goodbye.
Not a fish hook or anything.
And next week when a big flatbed shows up to take the cabin to Joe's, don't be alarmed.
Yes. Good having you, buddy. We're
thank you,
miss
guys.
You.
Thank
Love
you
it.
Very much.
See you, Jake. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.